The content of this show are the opinions of our guests. All information is for educational purposes only.
Welcome to the Vitality Health Show, where we inform you about the latest advancements in alternative healthcare and the best health and wellness solutions to benefit your body, mind, and spirit. Now, here's your host, Stephanie Parrish.
Good morning, friends, and welcome. It's a beautiful day today. Welcome to the Vitality Health Show. I am your host, Stephanie Parrish, the voice of hope and healing. And thank you for joining us. First, I'd like to thank our sponsors for making this show possible. We couldn't do it without you. And as a reminder, if you have any questions or suggestions for me, please email me at contact@myvitalityhealthsolutions.com. Again, contact@myvitalityhealthsolutions.com. We have a very special treat for you today. Our guest is an amazing man who served our country and defended our freedom for 16 years as an officer in the U.S. Army. And while serving in Iraq, he was nearly paid the ultimate price when he was basically blown up by a suicide bomber. But he didn't die. He has a great work to do. God spared his life because he has a mission here to complete. And he's doing incredible work to lift and inspire others. His name is Ben Richards, and he's here with us today to share the details of his remarkable journey to this point. Now, please welcome to the show, Ben Richards, and welcome to the Vitality Health Show, Ben.
Thank you very much, Stephanie.
We are so grateful to have you. Ben and I met 2 or 3 years ago, I can't remember how long ago it was, at one of the International Hyperbaric Association conventions. Ben was the keynote speaker there. I was just enthralled with him. As I got talking to him, I found out he was actually raised in Idaho Falls, which is where I raised my children, and he graduated from the same high school as most of my kids. And it was just like, oh, we just had this instant kinship. And it's just been wonderful. And he has got quite the story to tell. And first of all, let me tell you, thank you for serving our country. Just before we got on, we were talking about veterans and the importance of our troops and what's happening right now in the world and making sure that our veterans are being taken care of. So I'd like to go back and have you start with your story, because it's pretty amazing where you have come from and where you are right now. And this show is all about hope and healing. And you are the epitome of that right now, and the different struggles that you had to go through to get to where you are right now. Can I turn the time over to you, Ben, and go ahead and tell us your story?
Well, you know, the sad part of every journey of hope and healing is it begins with an injury and a challenge. And so for me, my journey began actually on Mother's Day in May of 2007. And I was serving as an Army officer in Iraq. I was the commander of a cavalry troop, which is an organization of about 100 soldiers. And we were equipped with armored vehicles. We had I had about 20 ton, they're called Striker armored vehicles, or think of a big 8x8 wheeled, great, great combat vehicles. But at the time, I'd been in Iraq since the summer of 2006. And you know, to take us back and to remember what was happening in Iraq at this time, this was the period where sectarian violence had really sparked, and there was just an incredible amount of violence. And then in the winter of 2007, we had a new commander come to the scene, General Petraeus, who began to change the way that U.S. forces were operating in theater. And he, you know, that change was called the surge. And as part of that surge, they brought a lot of the troops, a large number of troops into Iraq. And then those of us who were already there were extended, had our tours extended, unfortunately. But most of us were brought into Baghdad to kind of secure kind of the capital city in the center of gravity for Iraq. But other areas of Iraq were experiencing a lot of insurgent violence. And there was different areas that different types of insurgent groups that largely ranged along the sectarian spectrum. You had Shia groups and Shiite groups, you know, of course, Al-Qaeda being the most powerful of those. So at the time, Al-Qaeda was operating in an area called Bakuba, which was about 40 miles northeast of Baghdad. It was a provincial capital city of about 300,000 people. And my troop, as part of a Striker infantry battalion was moved from Baghdad actually up to Bakuba in March of 2007. And the reason for that is Al-Qaeda had massed into this city and were literally outnumbering the U.S. troops in the area more than 4-1 in actual combat soldiers on the ground. And it was just a lot of violence. In fact, the unit that we supported, the same size of unit that I fell in to support, they had suffered. They had 17 armored vehicles. These are tanks and Bradleys. They 30 tons, 70 tons. They had lost 19 of 17 armored vehicles. You do the math, everything had been blown up at least once. They had suffered over 15% of their unit had actually been killed. Over a third had been injured so severely that they'd been evacuated back to the United States. It was incredibly violent time. And in fact, if we look at the history of Iraq, this was actually the bloodiest period of the entire Iraq war. Were these months in Bakuba, and Bakuba was the bloodiest spot. So the more American soldiers were killed at this time, at this place, at any other time in Iraq or Afghanistan. And so my troop was sent into that. And our first day there, we went from, I'd been in Iraq 9 months. I think I'd been personally shot at maybe twice, maybe once. I know it's hard to tell sometimes, but I really hadn't experienced a lot of what I would describe as combat. A first day in Bakuba was a 12-hour, very intense firefight that included not only my entire troop, but we had tanks, we had attack helicopters, unlimited use of weapons. It was just something that you would think of more as appropriate of being part of World War II than what you typically experience in Iraq. And over the next few months, my troop was assigned to a kind of a suburb of Bakuba, the city. And just by the luck of the draw, this community of about 40,000 people called Baritz, was actually the center for Al-Qaeda in Iraq. You know, it literally, they'd proclaimed it as their capital city. And, it was literally their home field that we had marched onto. And so we had a very exciting time, as you can imagine, but something really amazing happened while we were there. We actually experienced the Al-Qaeda had been so oppressive to the population there that they actually ended up flipping sides. And so this became what later was known as the Sunni Awakening. Before that, initially, it didn't have a name. I called it something, the Kit Carson Scouts or something, but we didn't have a name for it yet. And this was the very first instance of this happening actually in Iraq, where a city, a population largely flipped against Al-Qaeda. And so because of that, I was personally targeted for assassination by Al-Qaeda. That ended up happening came to fruition on May 13th, where my armored vehicle was smashed into by a sedan with a few hundred pounds of explosives in it and detonated. Now, completely destroyed the armored vehicle that we all survived. We all walked out with all of our pieces. It was a great vehicle. But we survived, but not entirely whole. And I, in fact, as a part of that, experienced some really significant brain damage. As well as some other types of injuries. So fast forward, I was returned home to the United States. And, at that time I was married, I had three children. We've added a fourth since then, and I'm still married, which is a great part of the story.
Bonus.
We immediately, my wife noticed we were having problems. And you see a couple of interesting things. In 2007, traumatic brain injury was still kind of a new thing. And if we think back in medicine, it was really about this time, because 2006, 2007, really 2007, 2008, the exact time, the month that I was blown up had the highest number of IED hits during the entire Iraq and Afghanistan wars. I mean, that was the peak, was in 2007. And so because of the number of soldiers who were experiencing brain injuries, this is really the first time that traumatic brain injury became part of our national medical consciousness. And we were still dealing as a, the medical community and as a public with a lot of I guess, medical myths that we had inherited. And one of those was that brain injuries always heal. The data at the time that the Army believed that something like 96% of brain injuries would just heal naturally within a few months. And so it wasn't worth expending a lot of time. And in fact, the medical guidelines, which continue to be the medical guidelines for treating traumatic brain injury within the Department of Defense and the Department of Veterans Affairs, their top technique for treating traumatic brain injury, and I'm not joking about this, you can read the treatment guidelines, is to tell the soldier that they are not injured. And because they don't want people to start thinking, well, you know, okay, I'm injured, so now I'm going to act injured. And so they tell you you're not injured. So you actually look at my medical records at the time, and it's very interesting because you look at the record and the doctor writes a little note. It's, you know, the patient was assured that he was fine. And then about 15 minutes, there's another note. The patient really isn't functioning how at the level that he should. This really should be looked at further. Of course, the first time I saw that note was several years later when I was retired and going back through my medical records. You know, no doctor had ever brought it up to me.
Right.
So, you know, I went through this process where not only did I have significant brain damage, it was undiagnosed, and I was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder as well. And so what do you do when you go through those things? Well, you know, the sad part is that even to today, even, you know, we're now, Stephanie, we're 20 years from the day,
wow,
you know, from the time that 9/11 happened and we went into Afghanistan, almost 20 years past that point, and we still do not have effective treatments for traumatic brain injury and PTSD within the Department of Veterans Affairs and within the Department of Defense. So wow, they went with a belief at the time that you could treat these injuries effectively using certain types of psychotherapy, specifically exposure type therapies, where the veteran or the soldier is asked to relive their most traumatic experiences. And the idea is that as you relive these, they become less traumatic over time. And that sort of therapy seems to have had a lot of success in certain types of trauma, especially sexual assaults, where there's just a limited number of individual traumas. They find that people who have a lot of traumas who've been abused over a lot of time, they don't respond well. And that seems to be the case with combat veterans. So after years of treatment, you know, and I just wasn't getting better, you know, and let me, you know, let me give a kind of a highlight of how ineffective some of these treatments are. So to begin with, you know, the American Academy of Science did a review of the Department of Defense and the VA and their treatment of PTSD. And they published these over 3 years or three volumes. And the last one came out in 2012. And one of the conclusions was that neither Department of Defense nor the VA had any clue whether their treatments were effective because they simply weren't collecting any data on treatment efficacy. They were just guessing that these would be effective and they didn't evaluate them. The only ways they could evaluate them, they did have their top treatment programs or specialized treatment programs. They had 26 of them in the country and they did keep track. And in those 26 programs, which were an average of 7 weeks long, the average score, the average improvement was so small that it failed to meet the criteria for clinical significance. It had no impact on after 7 weeks of treatment. And these are the top programs in the VA. So things they looked, they started conducting a number of studies. And these were, you know, and let me read you some of the conclusions of these studies. So here's one from 2015. The outcomes from randomized controlled trials suggest that only a minority of veterans can be expected to lose their PTSD diagnosis as a result of getting these treatments, arguably administered in ideal fashion, which they admitted less than 10% of veterans have opportunity to receive these treatments under ideal fashion.
Oh, that is unreal.
They said attaining high-end state functioning may be the exception rather than rule. So these are the VA's own conclusions from the VA's own doctors.
And we have thousands and thousands of soldiers out there that are needing this help so desperately.
Right. And so they perpetuate this myth that these that they have effective therapies. They simply don't. The data does not support it. You know, I think we all, you know, if you look at in our, you know, especially in our contemporary political environment, we can look at how we all choose to believe certain things, and that those beliefs aren't often based on actual facts. And that's true in the medical community as well. They choose to believe certain things even when those things aren't supported by facts or supported mm-hmm. by data, you know, just because our culture inclines us to have certain beliefs. So how did this apply to me? So at the end of these injuries, after years, you know, what was interesting, after several years of being injured, the Department of Defense opened up a very specialized world-class diagnostic clinic for dealing with traumatic brain injury and PTSD. I was one of the first patients there. And part of that, they gave incredible brain imaging. And it turned out, you know, after basically denying that I'd had a brain injury for several years, when you looked under the camera, I had extensive brain injury. In fact, my brain was injured so badly that the news program 60 Minutes wanted to do a story on traumatic brain injury. They used an image of my brain as the image of traumatic brain injury, because the neurologist described it as he calls, this is what we say, this is what we call a janitor shot. Because a janitor can walk in, look at a picture of your brain and say, that ain't right. So how did that affect me asymptomatically? You know, I'd been married, or I was married, I still am married, yeah, fortunately. But, you know, this was a real challenge for my marriage, because I was emotionally a mess. I was behaviorally a mess. My memory was gone. I couldn't remember things from, you know, a minute to a minute, you know, and, you know, I couldn't be employed. I'd lost my job. I'd lost my career. I was incredibly depressed. You know, I was in a lot of pain, you know, and it got so bad that, you know, one, I couldn't believe my wife wouldn't leave me. I was like, you know, there's no pathway for you to be happy that still involves me, because I was just such a rotten spouse. I was such a rotten mate. And I was so discouraged. I was in so much pain, both emotional pain and physical pain, waking up every morning. I probably went 5 years without a good night's sleep, couldn't sleep. And wake up every morning in pain. And some mornings I just cry because I didn't want to get out of bed, because it literally hurt to get out of bed. And it hurt emotionally to just realize that I'd have to go through this day after day. And you know, you begin to think, maybe there's a pathway that doesn't involve me still being alive, that's the best choice. And so I had a plan. Wow. And so that's where I was. And
so we're going to, on that right there, we're going to stop for just a minute on that happy note, and we're going to take a break. I want you guys to stick with us, stay with us, because when you come back, he's going to tell about his recovery and the things that have happened and truly the miracles that stepped into your life and how grateful we are for that. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. You do not want to miss the rest of Ben Richards' story. Thanks so much for being with us.
Lab-grown meats being passed off as beef? Beef that is born and raised in China being labeled as USA beef? It's hard to know what you're really getting when you go to the grocery store. Where did the beef come from? How was the beef raised? How do I know that the label is even correct? Let me introduce you to Beck Ranch Premium Beef, naturally grass-fed and finished beef delivered to your doorstep. Beck Ranch is a family-owned and operated ranch in Lone Tree, Wyoming. Beck Ranch raises Black Angus beef in their high mountain pastures. The calves were born on the same pastures that they are raised on. When the time is right, the steers are USDA processed and the beef is shipped to your home directly from the ranch. With Beck Ranch Premium Beef, you know exactly what you're getting. Order today at BeckRanch.com. That's BeckRanch.com. Use the code VITALITY for 10% off your first purchase. That is BeckRanch.com. Order today.
Hot Tub Wizard, a guaranteed easy solution to turning any hot tub into a clean, clear, and itch-free experience. Dry off and bypass the shower. With a 60-day return policy and a 2-year warranty, made in the USA. For 10% off your first purchase, use the code VITALITY. TheHotTubWizard.com or call 844-468-8828. That's 844-468-8828. The Hot Tub Wizard at 844-468-8828.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. That's 800-437-3130.
Business owners, do you need money right now? Have you already filed your ERC forms and been approved? How would you like to get the money in your bank account within 10 days? Couldn't you use that money right now to run your business? That is why you filed for it, right? So call us right now. As long as you've already filed and been approved, we'll advance the money to you. It's that simple. We've already funded millions of dollars in ERC money, and we're here to help you get the money you need right now to run your business. Again, if you've already filed your ERC application and been approved for the money, we can help you get the money in your bank account within 10 days from today. But you've got to make this free call right now. This is not a loan product and the offer is not available in the state of Massachusetts.
800-545-7008. 800-545-7008. 800-545-7008. That's 800-545-7008. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-443-1549. 800-443-1549. 800-443-1549. That's 800-443-1549.
Vitality Health Show welcomes MyPillow. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over during the night. The regular price for a queen-size MyPillow 2.0 is $79.98. But for a limited time, you can get it for $39.99 with promo code VITALITY. A king-size pillow is just $10 more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Special Square to get the queen-size MyPillow 2.0 for $39.99. It's time you see for yourself how great this pillow is. Enter promo code VITALITY or call 800-652-3922. That's 800-362-3922. Again, 800-652-3922.
Vitality Health Solutions, Hyperbaric Oxygen and Light Center, a breath of fresh air, quality of life. You choose, we support. For more information, email us at contact@myvitalityhealthsolutions.com.
Welcome to the Vitality Health Show, where we inform you about the latest advancements in alternative healthcare and the best health and wellness solutions to benefit your body, mind, and spirit. Now, here's your host, Stephanie Parrish.
And welcome back, everyone. We are visiting with Ben Richards. He's a friend of mine that has served in the military for over 16 years, suffered a very, very severe traumatic brain injury. He's now talking about this. We're talking about how it totally changed his life. You were a different person when you came home than when you left, right? He was just saying how grateful he was that his wife stayed with him. A lot of families don't stay together after they go through something like this. So you are very fortunate. You have a very strong, beautiful wife. and very supportive. And what's so cool is that you were willing to look and find treatment, something that could help. We're talking right now about how our veterans out there just are kind of stuck. There's not treatment that needs to be out there for them. So let's just pick it back up where we were just at. You were just talking about how everything had changed, your personality, the pain, everything. So let's pick it up from there, Ben.
Well, and Stephanie, I just, you're giving me a little too much credit in that, one of the parts of the story is I wasn't looking. I didn't think there was anything else that could be done. Mm-hmm. So let me, to go back that after several years, was very well documented the level of injury that I had. In fact, I think we look at this, one of the ways that you can assess, how a person's mind has changed is, through psychometric testing and, right. neuropsychological exams, IQ testing. And just as an example of how significant this invisible brain damage was, that in certain aspects of my mental function, I had lost over 70 IQ points. So, wow. An average IQ is 100. I've lost 70. I don't mean to be politically incorrect. We used to call when you were really low that you were retarded. I was literally retarded. I'd gone from being the top 10% of my class at the United States Military Academy to being literally retarded in certain aspects of function. When you combine that, that immense, massive change in mental function, and it wasn't across the board. So some areas I was still functioning close to pre-injury levels, but in some areas I wasn't. And part of that disparity, caused a lot of problems. I was emotionally a wreck, really couldn't control my emotional behavior. I literally hadn't felt happiness in years. Mm-hmm. But I'd been committed to therapy. So, again, one of the points I'd like to make is I got the best care available to any injured, invisibly wounded combat veteran in the United States. Mm-hmm. I was one of, like I said, I was able to go to the DOD's brand new top treatment facility. At that time, they were treating less than 300 people a year because it was such a specialized case. I was one of the few that was able to do that. And so I went through years of psychotherapy. I went through physical rehabilitation. I went through occupational rehabilitation. I did speech and language rehabilitation. I did music and art therapy. I did meditations. I did acupunctures. I did Botox treatments. I did nerve blocks. I did, I think the count was 22 prescription medications. Mm-hmm. What's interesting point on prescription medications, that many of the medications that I was prescribed, if you look at the DOD MVA treatment guidelines, they specifically say don't prescribe these medications to veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh my goodness.
And six of them had on the warning label may cause suicidal thoughts or actions. Not a good combination.
Really?
When you're dealing with somebody who's already, inclined, because of your life, your life is literally, all the things that I worked for, I'd felt had been destroyed. I was not a good father. I felt that my family would be better off without me, but I'd gone through everything. I'd gone through all these therapies. I'd gotten the best care. And at the end of the day, as I was finally retired from the Army, my wife and I sat down with the doctors, and basically they said, there's nothing more you can do. Your life is not only going to stay this bad, you're going to get worse over time. And all we can do is try to mitigate the pain, and you need to go to acceptance therapy and just learn how to accept this new normal. The new normal. So that was not a good experience. So what happened next? So just miraculously, I guess, within a few weeks of that experience happening, just a bolt from the blue, an organization reached out called Stand for the Troops. And Stand for the Troops is a veteran-focused nonprofit that was founded by one of America's most decorated combat heroes, a man named David Hackworth, who served and was decorated for his combat service as an infantryman in both World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Wow. He earned over 10 silver stars for valor. So he was nominated for the Medal of Honor. A number of other things, but incredible. So he had passed away the same year that I was injured, but his widow continued to kind of drive the organization, and she reached out to me and offered an opportunity to go to a therapy called hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And I had never heard of it, which is funny. One of the clinics that I've gone to treatment, when I got married, I actually lived just a block away from it. I'd never heard of it.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of hyperbarics. You know, I'd never heard that that was a treatment option. Right. You know, the best doctors in the military had told me there was nothing I could do. But there were two things that kind of factored in. One is the president for Stand for the Troops was a retired, major general. Mm. His name is John Batiste, who was a West Point graduate. He had an incredible reputation, at least with me, he had an incredible reputation. He was a man of an incredible character and had a very, he was very well known at the time. So because of that, because of who David Hackworth was, because of who John Batiste was, I was inclined to believe or to at least give them the benefit of the doubt. And second, they said they'd pay for it.
Hey, bonus. Which is huge. I mean, that's a huge, huge thing because it is expensive and it's not accessible for our military. It's just right. Crazy.
Well, and you know, as a retiree, I went from a major, who was making a very good salary, when you're medically retired, you don't make I think my salary was only about half of what I was making as an active duty officer. So we weren't exactly rolling in the dough, at the time. So, anyway, I was able to go down to New Orleans and to a doctor named Paul Hartsch. And if you're in the hyperbaric field, you've probably heard of Paul Hartsch before.
He's one of my heroes. I've worked with him and I just love him.
So he's an associate professor at Louisiana State University and an expert in hyperbaric medicine. And not only is he incredibly brilliant and an incredibly gifted physician, but he is a man of an incredible character. He possesses a type of noblesse oblige that's I think based in his incredible talents and his incredible character. But he offered to treat me at his own expense down in New Orleans. So I went down there, traveled down, spent 2 months under his care receiving hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and then went back later for another 2 months, total of about 80 therapies mm-hmm. or treatment sessions. So this was really I really didn't think hyperbarics was going to work, to be honest. I was skeptical. I'd never heard of it before. Like I said, the top doctors in the military said, you're done. This is nothing. You're not going to get better. There's no improvement. You're just getting worse at this point. So I didn't have any reason. I tried, all these other therapies, right. These traditional therapies, and they didn't work. So, I knew it wasn't going to work. So what happened? Well, I'll tell you, really strange. So about 3 weeks into treatment, mm-hmm. A couple things happened. First thing, I woke up one morning and I wasn't tired. That was the first time in 5 years that I'd woken up and not been exhausted. It was amazing. And I stood up and I wasn't in pain. Hmm. And then before that, part of the injury, I had a lot of pain, a lot of fatigue. Every time I'd stand up, if you ever walked around with a lot of weight on, I felt like I had 300 pounds. That I was carrying. Every time I stood up was an effort. Every time I walked, I felt like an effort. I was bouncing up and down. I went and bought a bicycle. I rode a bike around. I was so excited. So, and then something incredible happened. I realized I was happy.
Oh, wow.
Now, let me tell you about this, because, I mean, you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm happy all the time. I had not chemically felt happy in 5 years. And, you know, there's chemicals involved here. You know, not just I have good wellness state. I had not chemically felt happy probably in 5 years. I don't know. I can't imagine a better drug. It was ecstatic. I was, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And I just kept getting better, and I could start, you know, I think it's true. You know, the haze starts to clear. I could think in ways that I couldn't think before. Mm. And, you know, it was remarkable. My family had stayed in, at that point we were living in Iowa, and they'd stayed in Iowa. And I came home 2 minutes later, or 2 months later, my teenage daughter, came up, and then the first day she's like, "Daddy's healed." I mean, just the difference. Wow. You could just physically see a difference. You know, you don't see it when you're, you know, day to day, you wake up and you look in the mirror every morning, but somebody who hadn't seen me for 2 months, can see a clear difference. And it, you know, I was able to feel happy again. I was able to feel free from pain. You know, and I got my life back. I became a good husband. Well, at least a acceptable husband. Jury's still out on that, but I became a good father. You know, I have a relationship with my children again. Yeah. My kids love me. I love my kids. I can feel that. Right. You know, I love my wife. We have a great relationship. You know, I'm able to contribute again. We went through, while we're going through this treatment, we did a series of functional brain scans, and we saw a measurable, a 20% increase in brain function. Do this. We did neuropsychological exams. We saw a massive increase in my IQ, you know, back
closure. So it's actually measurable. People could see it. You can see it. If you're getting these tests done after you're doing hyperbaric, you can physically see what's happening and changing in there. Yeah. It's so cool.
Right. So I could feel it. My family could see it. And we could measure it, you know, using, you know, diagnostic tools, measurement tools, testing tools. So it was a, you know, an incredible experience. And, you know, it just, Dr. Hartz saved my life. I just absolutely saved my life. He saved my family. He saved my marriage. Mm. And because of him and hyperbaric oxygen therapy, I was able to return to being a contributing, functioning member of society.
That gives me goosebumps.
And I'm just one of many.
Well, so, you know, Ben, you really pushed hyperbaric forward for a lot of people. I've had my clinic for a little over 8 years, and I have seen tremendous, tremendous things happen with hyperbaric. And my heart just has been hurting for our veterans, because they would come in with no place, no way to pay for it, because they needed to have the VA pay for it, and the VA hadn't cleared it to pay for it. I did everything I could to give them as much treatment as I could, you know, pro bono with them. But it needs to be out there. People need to understand what hyperbaric does. And for you, I mean, you're a walking miracle because of Dr. Hartz taking you under his wing and doing this for you. And this is something we've talked about. And hyperbaric, I would like you to talk just a minute, because you were the president. You can tell us a little bit about this. This is where I met you when you were the president. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about that, of the International Medical Hyperbaric Association. I think I said that right.
well, terrific. Yeah. And I, you know, one point before I do get into that, you know, you talk about being a walking miracle. But what, one of the things that's interesting about my personal experience, you look at the way that we measured my improvement, was a way that a lot of the clinical trials with other combat veterans use some of the same metrics to measure their improvement. And from that perspective, my improvement is not abnormal. It is very center of mass. It is very average. And you know, if this is average, this is incredible.
Yeah.
So what happened, you know, I had this, you know, great experience and with Stand for the Troops, I was able to go and to become a part of that organization. That's what takes up still a lot of my time. But I became very involved in some of the other hyperbaric organizations. So initially there was an organization called the International Hyperbaric Medical Association. Mm-hmm. And they invited me to join the board of directors, specifically with kind of a portfolio to deal with veterans, to be kind of a veterans advocate and to, meet with political leaders and kind of share what hyperbarics could do. And at this time, this was, of course, a big hot button issue. And then so I served on that board for a couple years. And then over time, we kind of realized that the hyperbaric field needed to grow, that International Hyperbaric Medical Association by itself could do a lot more if it teamed with other organizations. And so we actually merged a couple organizations together, the International Hyperbaric Medical Association and the American Hyperbaric. Let me get this right. I can't even remember who we all merged together.
It was a whole group effort.
We took a couple of organizations. We merged together into one group, and we called that Hyperbaric Medicine International. Mm-hmm. And I became kind of the first president. Is that one of the things that we learned at the International Hyperbaric Medical Association is while doctors are often very gifted and able to share a lot about medicine, they're often not as good at running organizations. So I was kind of the executive, to help run that organization and kind of enable those medical professionals, right, to share their stories and to share their data.
That's so beautiful. We're going to have to cut you off for just a second. We're going to get ready to go to our next break. Oh, this time goes by so fast. I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours. We do want to take this next break really quickly. We want to come back. We want to pick that back up. And then I want you to talk a little bit more of the Stand for Troops, because I think what you're doing for our troops is absolutely phenomenal. And we've got so many out there. I've got relatives, very close relatives, that are serving in the military. I'm so grateful for you and for them. They are our heroes. They're there to protect us and watch over and make sure that we're safe and that we can have freedoms that we have been known to have, and that they're out there doing everything they can for us. So let's take a break real quick. We'll be right back in just a few minutes with Ben Richards. Stay with us. Do not leave.
Lab-grown meats being passed off as beef? Beef that is born and raised in China being labeled as USA beef? It's hard to know what you're really getting when you go to the grocery store. Where did the beef come from? How was the beef raised? How do I know that the label is even correct? Let me introduce you to Beck Ranch Premium Beef, naturally grass-fed and finished beef delivered to your doorstep. Beck Ranch is a family-owned and operated ranch in Lone Tree, Wyoming. Beck Ranch raises Black Angus beef in their high mountain pastures. The calves were born on the same pastures that they are raised on. When the time is right, the steers are USDA processed and the beef is shipped to your home directly from the ranch. With Beck Ranch Premium Beef, you know exactly what you're getting. Order today at BeckRanch.com. That's BeckRanch.com. Use the code VITALITY for 10% off your first purchase. That is BeckRanch.com. Order today.
Hot Tub Wizard, a guaranteed easy solution to turning any hot tub into a clean, clear, and itch-free experience. Dry off and bypass the shower with a 60-day return policy and a 2-year warranty made in the USA. For 10% off your first purchase, use the code VITALITY, thehottubwizard.com, or call 844-468-8828. That's 844-468-8828. The Hot Tub Wizard at 844-468-8828.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. That's 800-437-3130.
Business owners, do you need money right now? Have you already filed your ERC forms and been approved? How would you like to get the money in your bank account within 10 days? Couldn't you use that money right now to run your business? That is why you filed for it, right? So call us right now. As long as you've already filed and been approved, we'll advance the money to you. It's that simple. We've already funded millions of dollars in ERC money, and we're here to help you get the money you need right now to run your business. Again, if you've already filed your ERC application and been approved for the money, we can help you get the money in your bank account within 10 days from today. But you've got to make this free call right now. This is not a loan product and the offer is not available in the state of Massachusetts.
800-545-7008. 800-545-7008. 800-545-7008. That's 800-545-7008. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-443-1549. 800-443-1549. 800-443-1549. That's 800-443-1549.
Vitality Health Show welcomes MyPillow. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over during the night. The regular price for a queen-size MyPillow 2.0 is $79.98. But for a limited time, you can get it for $39.99 with promo code VITALITY. A king-size pillow is just $10 more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listeners Special Square to get the queen-size MyPillow 2.0 for $39.99. It's time you see for yourself how great this pillow is. Enter promo code VITALITY or call 800-652-3922. That's 800-362-3922. Again, 800-652-3922.
Vitality Health Solutions, Hyperbaric Oxygen and Light Center, a breath of fresh air, quality of life. You choose, we support. For more information, email us at contact@myvitalityhealthsolutions.com.
Welcome to the Vitality Health Show, where we inform you about the latest advancements in alternative healthcare and the best health and wellness solutions to benefit your body, mind, and spirit. Now, here's your host, Stephanie Parrish.
Thank you so much and welcome back. We are having a fascinating conversation with a friend of mine, Ben Richards. He's been in the military for 16 years. He was basically blown up while he was in Iraq. We're talking about his recovery and right now how important hyperbaric oxygen has been to him. Those of you that know me, have been following me for years, know that that is where one of my huge passions is with hyperbaric, because of what we see happen when the body receives the oxygen that the body needs to have. The body can do amazing things if it's given the right tools. We know that the body can repair and regenerate itself. That's how God created our bodies. And that's what we're talking about right now. And Ben's amazing transformation once they finally got him into the hyperbaric after years, 5 years of all the other things and basically being told there's nothing else that we can do for you. I cannot tell you how many of my clients have come into my clinic and said, the doctors have said there's nothing else we can do for you. And my response to them is, well, then let's see what your body can do. you know, okay, let's try it. So that's kind of where you are at. So let's kind of wrap that part up a little bit. And then I want to get more into the Stand for the Troops, because I think that is such an amazing program that you're involved in, and how people can get hold of you if they would like to be part of that Stand for the Troops. So let's kind of finish up. You got to work with Dr. Hartz. You were the president of the Hyperbaric International Hyperbaric Medical Association. You've done just amazing things and touched so many people and really pushed hyperbaric forward so that it's more accessible to people. I know for me, and being able to meet you and being able to be part of the International Hyperbaric Association, it's really been able to push hyperbaric forward and give people an option. We want to talk about our troops, though, because our troops are really out there just kind of trying to figure it out and trying to figure out what is for them and how they can get help and what they can do. Because so many are suffering from PTSD or from different traumas that they just need help with. So let's kind of transition a little bit into, unless you've got something else you'd like to say about the hyperbaric, because it is absolutely phenomenal. Go ahead.
Oh no, let's talk about the troops.
Passion. Okay. Tell us a little bit about what this Stand for Troops are. You told us a little bit about it. So what's your involvement, and how can other people that are listening out there get involved?
All right. Well, as I mentioned earlier, Stand for the Troops is a veteran-serving nonprofit organization that it has as its mission to identify and to make available therapies that will help combat veterans, and we've expanded our mission now to include first responders, heal from the invisible wounds of war, traumatic brain injury, and post-traumatic stress disorder. And one of the things that, you know, you don't have to look very far at the data, as we've discussed earlier, that one, the therapies that are traditionally used to treat these injuries really aren't effective in combat veterans. The data is unequivocal. They just don't work. And, you know, we could say that maybe some people experience some minor improvement at the margins, but the majority of combat veterans do not see relief. Do not see symptomatic improvement and do not see meaningful change in their lives. The other aspect is that these injuries don't go away. You know, I think everybody, you know, looking back at men who've served in Vietnam and other wars, post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury, those are lifetime injuries. They just don't go away. In fact, one of the interesting statistics is that while the war in Iraq and Afghanistan were going on, roughly the same number of Vietnam veterans were diagnosed for the first time with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Wow.
So, you know, that doesn't reflect that their PTSD had just emerged at that time. The data, you know, when we looked at sample data from studies that were done, in fact, in 1988, one of the largest PTSD prevalence studies ever done, they found that roughly a third of veterans from Vietnam suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. Everybody laughed at it at the time. They said, oh, that number's way too big, and they had to develop another study that would come with a much lower number.
Let's cover that up, shall we?
What's funny is that number that was produced in 1988 is now the number. Roughly 15 to 20% of Vietnam veterans continue to suffer from PTSD. Now we're 50 years after the event. So these are lifetime injuries. They don't go away. Wow. And they can kind of wax and wane over a person's life. So how do you deal with those? You know, the other aspect of this is, how can you afford to get treatment?
Exactly.
You know, you mentioned you gave a lot of pro bono care, and that's how the majority of veterans like me have gotten treatment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to put this in perspective, a veteran who is totally and permanently disabled by TBI and PTSD. So this means that they're not able to have employment because their injuries just preclude them from having employment. They make as much as a private first class in the Army. That's their disability rate. Wow. A totally and permanently disabled veteran, combat veteran in the United States cannot afford a two-bedroom apartment in half of the states in the country. So we're not, this is not, you know, you look at that disability pension, you'll be bringing in the big bucks. Yeah, not really. So how do you solve that? How do you solve that? So there's a number of nonprofit organizations that have been funding, you know, treatments for combat veterans. Some do a better job than others. But a lot of them are just fantastic. And Stand for the Troops is one of those. We've been able to fund a number of combat veterans to be able to go through hyperbaric oxygen therapy at a variety of clinics around the country. We've also been able to fund a few studies for different therapies and evolving therapies into traumatic brain injury with our partners. So we're partnered with the Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Center at Columbia University and also with the New York Psychiatric Institute. So we've been able to contribute a lot, but how do you solve that problem? And you know, there's a lot of interesting components to this. So one, the VA is finally starting to open up a little bit to hyperbarics, but it's very ambiguous, and they're doing it kicking and screaming. Yes. So, you know, to date, there have been now five high-end studies specifically studying combat veterans using hyperbarics to treat combat veterans with TBI and PTSD. Every one of those has returned better outcomes than the studies that have used traditional therapies.
Oh my gosh, fact, wake up.
the last study that was published in 2019 by Dr. Lynn Weaver in Salt Lake City. And one of his, you know, you never see these in the conclusion, you know, the best place to hide information is to put it in the body of an academic article. Nobody ever reads it.
That's true.
You know, so if it's not in the abstract, but in the body, tucked away where nobody can see it. He points out that based on these studies, the DOD funded four of them, and one was funded privately by the Semper Fi Foundation at the Marine Corps. But you know, when you look at those, he points out that no other therapy in existence has matched hyperbaric oxygen therapy in its outcomes in the healing for traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder. So the VA has been coming around slowly. They started a pilot program where there are now five VA hospitals in the country where you can get referred out, and the VA will pay for hyperbaric oxygen therapy. But that sounds
five.
Really good.
Five.
Well, let me drill down on this a little bit. So in the first 2 years of this program, those five hospitals treated a total of 9 patients.
Oh.
In the first 2 years of those programs. So on one hand, you have them saying we'll provide this, and at the other hand, the VA is telling don't send it. So it's a real mix. So it's, you know, the bottom line is you're not going to get access. So how do you get access? So, you know, we get one, there's greater awareness and greater data, you know, high quality data showing that this is effective for treating traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder. In fact, it outperforms every other therapy currently used by the Department of Defense and the Department of Veterans Affairs.
That's amazing.
Second obstacle is cost. And the problem is you go to a hospital, say you go to your local hospital. If I go down the street and I say I need some hyperbaric oxygen therapy, they'll probably charge me the average cost in the country for a hospital hyperbaric therapy treatment is about $3,000 per treatment. I've seen a receipt for one treatment for $10,000 in a hospital in Oklahoma. So, you know, $3,000 is the average, and it goes up from there. So you think about that, no matter how effective that therapy is, you're just not going to get access to it at $3,000. I mean, that'd be $240,000 of treatment, you know?
Yeah.
That's like my house.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so how do you, well, here's the funny thing is even those hospitals, you actually look at the price structure. How much does it actually cost them? Well, they're charging about $3,000. Well, in reality, it costs them about $150 per dive. And that's with everybody getting paid, making, you know, where it's a profitable venture for them. You know, that's a fair rate of return for everybody. So we've only got
a few minutes left, so I want you to just tell everybody how they can get hold of you. Oh, I wish we had more time because this is so important. Stand for the Troops. How do they get hold of you? Well, do they find out about Stand for the Troops?
So Stand for the Troops, the best way is go to our website. It's SFTT, Stand for the Troops, SFTT.org. And we're doing an exciting fundraiser right now. I think this is probably the coolest promotion I've ever seen in my life. It's called the Lost Corvette. So if you go to thelostcorvettes.com, I'll say that again, thelostcorvettes.com. And this is one of the greatest barn finds in history. We have 26 vintage Corvettes from 1953 to 1989. Originally, we started with 36. 10 of them have already been auctioned off. So we have 26 left. And you can purchase basically a raffle ticket. You can make a donation and be entered into a drawing for one of these 26 vintage Corvettes. I'll tell you, the most expensive of these cars is worth almost $500,000. These are incredible.
That's so crazy.
And I'll tell you that all of the profits, all of the revenue that Stand for the Troops will receive from this will be used to treat combat veterans and first responders with hyperbaric oxygen therapy and other therapies that we will be including along with as adjuncts to hyperbaric oxygen therapy.
Wow, that gives me goosebumps.
We can do this at incredibly low cost per veteran. With our partners and our developing clinic system. So encourage any of you who have a desire to help combat veterans who are suffering traumatic brain injury or post-traumatic stress disorder, or first responders, police officers, firefighters,
I love that you have included them in there because they've come into my clinic a lot too, my first responders. Well, it's beautiful.
And as we've seen over the last year, these men and women are on the front lines, in every sense. So.
Oh, Ben, I love you. I think let's one more time, SFTT, that Stand for the Troops. .org. And the program is thelostcorvettes.com. Go on there and look, you guys, buy a raffle ticket. This money all goes to our veterans. We want to be able to, these guys have got some big things planned. We can't bring it out yet, but hopefully when all this comes about, we'll be able to do another show with Ben and talk about what else they're doing to help our veterans and our first responders. And this is just amazing. So one more last word, Ben, what would you like to say to our audience out there that could help them in what we're doing?
Well, I'd just like maybe to make a tribute to all those, as serving as the president of Hyperbaric Medicine International and on the board of International Hyperbaric Medical Association, got to meet hyperbaric providers across the country and across the world. And as a body, what an incredibly dedicated group of physicians and care providers who are making possible real healing and giving people their lives back. So, you know, people like you, Stephanie, thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ben. You're amazing. If you've got any questions or comments for me that I can pass on to Ben, please send them to contact@myvitalityhealthsolutions.com. Again, contact@myvitalityhealthsolutions.com. Let's take care of our veterans, our first responders. We love you. Ben, thank you so much. Been a pleasure to have you on here. Please contact us. It's time to wrap up. I hate it when I get that notice, but we've got so much more to share, but we will do a follow-up on other things that are coming. Again, Stand for the Troops, SFTT.org. Go on there, check them out. Thanks, everybody. Be safe, be happy, be healthy. Have a wonderful, safe week.